And she said the children are pretty well orderly there. But she said one bad thing about it, said if you ever give them a half inch, said they take a mile because they're just like being out of jail or freedom. So they got freedom then.
In the public.
And she said that's one thing that she learned, that you either have to have total rules or none. Because said you can't be nice or halfway to them or let them have a little freedom. Said you either got to let them have all freedom or no freedom. Because that's all they know.
Is the discipline at this private school pretty strict?
Well,
children get kicked out of school.
Yes, they can, and they have some of them been kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing there, see, in the public schools, a lot of them, you're not allowed to correct them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just up to you and the child whether you can work the problem out. But in the private school, they don't have to keep them. They can send them home. They can kick them out. And so most of them just don't tolerate it.
Can they punish them?
Well, yeah. Where my daughter goes, they can, yeah. They'll tell you that if you don't want them corrected, don't send, or they won't accept them if you don't agree for the correction or for them to...
What sort of correction?
Well, it all depends on how severe what they done or what you think should be done. Usually they have a conference with the parents if it's anything, you know, very serious or before it gets very serious. And they tell you, you know, the child is not paying attention, they're getting behind, and then it's more or less agreement with the parents and the school board what they do. Because this one lady and her little girl cussed the teacher, and the first time they asked him, you know, well, what was he going to do about it? The parents, and they said, well, it won't happen again. Well, correct it. Well, it happened again. So they didn't ask him that time. They just expelled the child indefinitely, so she can't go back to the school anymore. So they said they was not going to tolerate her cussing the teachers like that.
Mm-hmm. So now they should have to go to public school.
Well, they put her into another private school, but they may have had the problem there, right?
Yeah.
Well, they put her in Golden Hill Academy out there.
What's that?
Golden Hill Academy out from Ocala.
Mm-hmm.
On 27, they put her out there this last time, so I don't know how long the child will stay out there.
Okay.
But I think it's a problem at home, and I don't know what it is. I guess it's a problem child.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really had that problem. But I don't know if she does it for attention or she's just, I don't know why she does it.
Maybe she would be happier in public school.
Well, I think really she would be happier doing nothing. That's what she wants to do, and that's what she's going to do, because you can't make a person do something if they don't want to. You can keep them there, but you're not going to learn them anything.
Yeah.
You're not going to really learn them a whole lot. They've got to really want to a little bit. Now, you can push a child or form good habits with them, but you can't do a whole lot otherwise.
Talking about kinds of animals, the animals that you get pork from.
Pigs.
Mm-hmm. What about when they're grown?
Hogs.
But when they're about halfway between the size of pigs and hogs, what do you call them?
Feeder pigs.
Do you ever hear shoats?
Yeah, I've heard people mention a shoat, so I guess that would be really...
Would you know what size it is? It
would be between the grown and I guess it would be a feeder pig.
Mm-hmm. And the female is called the...
The gilt? No, the sow or gilt.
Uh-huh. What's the difference?
A sow is one that's had pigs, I think, and the gilt is one that's a female, but it hasn't had pigs.
Uh-huh. What about the male?
The boar.
Okay. Any, would that word sound all right to use?
I guess so. That's what it is.
Uh-huh. Say if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do to him?
Fix it.
Okay. And then it'd be called a...
Bar? No.
Okay. And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back.